Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is the art of saying no. That was an interesting topic, and I invite you to listen to this till the end.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Sunday, is the 28th of Rajab, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Bahman, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of February, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. For today, we listen to verses of chapter Al-Kafirun. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
Say, O disbelievers,
لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
I do not worship what you worship.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ
Nor are you worshippers of what I worship.
وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ
Nor will I be a worshipper of what you worship.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ
Nor will you be worshippers of what I worship.
لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ
For you is your religion, and for me is my religion.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى
The verses of this surah address the Holy Prophet, and the command is, Say, O you disbelievers, I worship not what you worship, nor do you worship whom I worship. Thus he clearly defines his way, which is totally different from their way. He frankly states that he never worship idols, and that they, with their stubbornness and the blind following of their ancestors and their persisting in it, never agree with worshipping Allah, which is free from polytheism, nor do they leave their unlawful great amounts of income gained from other idol worshippers.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and world that often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way, no I don't need anyone but you.
Dear listeners of this program, today is special. As I told you, today we're going to speak about the art of saying no. Have you ever been in a situation where you agreed to do something for no other reason but simply because you could not say no? This has happened to a lot of us. Imagine situations like someone telling you that they want to come over and you end up saying yes, although that time was very inconvenient to you. So you agree to do something because you did not have emotional courage to refuse doing something or opposing something. But once you were in that situation, because you did not agree to it with conviction and happiness, you ended up backbiting that person and thus burning away your good deeds.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the art of saying no. This is actually one of our basic problems that we have, and we face it, and we face with this problem in different aspects of our lives. Have you ever been in a situation where you agreed to do something for no other reason but simply because you could not say no? So you agreed to do something because you did not have emotional courage to refuse doing something or opposing something. But once you were in that position because you did not agree to it with conviction and happiness, you ended up backbiting that person and thus burning away your good deeds. This has happened to a lot of us. Imagine situations like someone telling you that they want to come over and you end up saying yes, although that time was very inconvenient to you. Recall the day when someone called you on your cell and you could not say upright that you were busy and ended up lying and cooking up a story. Remember when someone asked you for a money loan and you did not want to give it but ended up giving it and doing so much ghibah or backbiting of that person that all the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised you when you give the loan to someone was wasted away. The situation becomes even graver when you are in a leadership position. As a leader, you're not just responsible for yourself, but also the household, the jama'ah, the community, or the organization you are a leader of. Situations like telling a colleague at work, who is also a friend, that he cannot be given a certain project or raise, telling your children as a parent that a certain thing is not allowed, or as a worker in Deen, telling a subordinate that even though you appreciate their suggestion for a different strategy of da'wah, it cannot be implemented. Sometimes people in leadership positions overcommit and bite off more than they can chew without considering their time limits. They say yes to everyone and end up not respecting their commitments. This again adds to one's sins.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Saying no, why? One of the answer for this why is about your time. Yes, because you should value your time. Know your commitments and how valuable and precious time is. When someone asks you to dedicate some of your time to a new commitment, you'll know that you simply can or cannot do it. After evaluating your current workload and commitments and decide that you cannot, gently tell them that you have a full plate and aren't able to help right now. You need to be polite but firm about guarding your time.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now let's look at how to say no without feeling guilty. Say no and don't try to justify why. Justifying is when you say no to someone, but then proceed to explain and justify why. Sorry, I can't because I'm busy that weekend. When you make an excuse, all that does is make the other party think. If they only tweak their request with a different day, you'll be fine, which is not the case. When you justify, you're opening yourself up to a response like, okay, then how about the following weekend? Then you're going to have a lie and make up some other excuse and on and on. You'll think you're polite, but it's actually kind of untruthful and misleading. Learn to say, sorry, I apologize, I can't make it, but I pray it works out, and done. Notice there is no justification and no invitation for other person to challenge your excuse.
So when you were young, you always wanted to do the craziest things. You just wanted to have fun. But when you're young, there's a word that literally ruins your day. It's a word that you never wanted to hear, and it's a word that meant doom, destruction in the mind of a toddler, and it's only two letters. And it's only two letters, yet so powerful. And that word is the word no. Can I have some more candy? No. Can I go out and hang out with my friends on a school night? No. Can I go to school dressed as Batman? No. And you remember growing up and you associate the word no with rejection and denial and you got so mad at your parents. Here's the thing though, you're young and you're unaware. And while you're young and unaware, your parents actually act as your conscience. Why can't you have candy? Because it's going to make your stomach hurt. Why can't you go hang out with your friends on a school night? Because you have to study. And now why can't you wear your Batman costume to school? Because being a superhero is a full-time job. And the thing is, though, as you grow up, you start to understand what the word no means. You learn that the word no means to reject.
The topic of this episode of today's special was the art of saying no, inshallah. We continue to speak and learn more and more about this interesting topic. Till then, Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for Thought.
Salam, everybody. Today is the 28th of Rajab, the day when the Prophet's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, was forced to leave his hometown, Medina, because of the pressures of the Umayyad rulers. Here is what the martyr of Karbala has said in order to awaken the conscience of the seekers of truth and justice who never yield to oppression. Yazid is a corrupt man who imbibes wine, puts to death the soul which Allah forbids to be harmed, and declares his debauchery in public. A man like me will never give pledge of allegiance to a man like him.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith alludes to the reason for the creation of man. There is a couple of verses in the Holy Quran which kind of alludes to this matter. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, which is a very famous verse, every Muslim knows it. Allah says, I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me. And he also says in another place, had your Lord wished, he would have made mankind one community, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy, and that is why he created them. A number of hadiths have also been transmitted regarding the creation of man and its purpose. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, you were ordered to fear Allah, and you were created for obedience and good deeds. In this connection, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, O people, Allah exalted be his remembrance, has only created people so that they might know him. And when they know him, they worship him. And when they worship him, they become needless of worshiping others by his worship. A man asked him, O son of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my parents be your ransom. What is meant by knowing Allah? He replied, it is that the people of each era must know their imam, to whom obedience is mandatory. Right? So here the imam, alayhi salam, kind of ties up the knowledge of Allah, the ma'rifatullah, with the knowledge of the imam. These are kind of connected with one another, obviously. When we recognize Allah, we recognize that he is a perfect being, he has infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom, he couldn't have created us in vain, and therefore he must send dignitaries, guides that can help guide us on the path of truth. And these are the imams, we have to recognize them, you know. So this, the ma'rifatullah is connected to the ma'rifat and the knowledge of the imam, alayhi salam. So this is actually the purpose, one of the purposes of creation, to recognize the imam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in response to an atheist who asked him, for what purpose did he create humanity if he had no need for them, and neither was he compelled to create them, and nor would it be proper for him to create us in vain? He replied, he created them to reveal to them his wisdom, to execute his knowledge, and to carry out his plan. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, regarding the verse, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy. And that is why he created them. The Imam said, he created them so that they may perform that which will render them deserving of the mercy of Allah, so that he may confer his mercy upon them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for man's creation in the words of Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. Here we are again with four of our students from Sevier International School. Brother Hussain Ruhullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, inshallah?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Brother Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine.
Great?
Yes.
Did you start a good day?
No.
No? Inshallah. You will have a good day, inshallah, after this, okay? With reciting the Quran Kareem. Brother Hussein Musa, how are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Good? Yes. Alhamdulillah, okay. And Ali Nasir?
Fine, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, that's great. So, everyone is fine, and we really hope that you are fine as well out there. So, inshallah, without wasting the time, we will take a quick review of our previous lesson and then start the new topic. So, but before, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad fajjil faraja.
So in the previous session we practiced the pronunciations of the letters, yes?
Yes.
And also alhamdulillah we applied all the pronunciations, all the articulation points of the letters in the verses of the Holy Quran, right?
Yes.
We practiced some surahs.
Yeah.
So alhamdulillah you learned them. And then I give you a short introduction about the new topic, which inshallah we'll cover today in this session. And that was about qalqala, right?
Yes.
Bouncing sound with some of the letters. So, sometimes you might hear like the reciters of the Quran Kareem, while they're reciting, they're like making or producing a bouncing sound with the sakin letters. Some of the second letters, not all the second letters. For example, you might have heard like they're reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillahir rahmanir rahim Qul huwallahu ahad
Yes.
You hear this sound?
Yes.
Allahu samad
Again.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ Right?
Yes.
Yes. So, you hear that one.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
Or for example, you say, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَا ضَبَحَا Right? Or for example, the other surah قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ Right? You hit that one.
Yes.
Well, it's sakin. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ Finished. But no. Yeah, you hear just a bouncing sound or like a half fatha sound. A sound. So it's not with all the letters, but it is with some of the letters. Now let's take a look which letters are they and how should we apply this qalqala. Okay? So literally qalqala means what?
Bouncing.
Bouncing sound.
Or jumping.
Yes.
Okay? Jumping or bouncing. And or kind of a vibration. Sometimes it vibrates, yes? So literally it means like bouncing. Okay, and but in the Quranic terms, in Tajweed term, we mean by producing a bouncing sound or making like a half fatha sound with those five letters. Okay, so what are those five letters? Do you know?
Yes, Qutb-e-Jad.
Qutb-e-Jad letters. Yes. So they are like made up, they have made up a word like Qutb-e-Jad. So now let's separate the letters. The first one,
Qaf.
Qaf. Second one, Hussein Musa.
Ta
and
ba.
Ba and
jim.
Jim and
dal.
Dal. So it's they are not put in order, no problem, okay? Qutb-e-Jad. It means these five letters. Whenever you see them, in two cases. First, they have sakin. Originally they are sakin. They have sakin. Okay? For example, wal-'adiyati dhabha. Look. The ba doesn't have any other harakat so that you could change it to sukun and apply the rule qalqala. No. It has, originally, it has that sukun on the top. Okay? But sometimes you see that the letter does not have that sukun, literally. Okay? So it, originally it doesn't have that sukun, but while you stop, while you make a pause, okay? At the end of that ayah, for example, you have one of these letters. Or in the middle of the ayah, you want to make a pause there. So the last letter becomes one of these five letters. So in this case, in level 2, we studied how to make a pause. So one of the rules was this, that if the letter that you want to make a pause, if that letter has fatha, kasra, dhamma, tanween dhamma, tanween kasra, okay, you change all these harakats, all these signs to sukun. Okay? For example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It ends with tanween dhamma. Okay? Tanween dhamma.
Yes.
Un. But because you make a pause here, you stop here, you got to change that tanween dhamma to
sukun.
Sukun. So now, did the letter dal have sukun in reality and originally it had?
No.
No, it didn't have. So you just changed a harakat to sukun. Why? Because you made a pause. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So we have two cases for this. Either the letter that we want to apply the rule qalqala, it has what? The sukun itself, originally. Or no, we are making a pause at that letter, at that word, okay? Ending with that qalqala, or I mean, qutbijat letter, okay? So in that case, like I told you, in one of those signs, if it ends, so we change it to sukun and we apply the qalqala rule. Simple as that. Okay?
Simple as that.
Simple as that. But there is one thing that Hussein Musa must be very, very careful not to, like, prolong the qalqala sound, that bouncing sound. For example, if you say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ أَحَدَ, if you make it أَحَدَ,
it's wrong.
The word changes. Even the word becomes another word.
Yes.
Yes, the word changes. Or you say, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَ.
Yes.
Dabaha. No, it's wrong. You don't have to make it this, that way, okay? That is wrong. So we have to be very, very much careful, okay? It's only pronounced like with a bouncing sound, not a complete fatha.
Okay? Half of fatha.
Yeah. And okay. Now, so I want Ali Nasir to recite Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Let's see, does he apply the rules or no? Let's see, do you produce a bouncing sound with that dal or no?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Ahsan.
Qul huwallahu ahad.
Was it a good bouncing sound or no? It was not very clear. It was good in his viewpoint, okay? But it was not a good one.
He liked it.
Yeah, he liked it. Yeah, repeat it.
Qul huwallahu ahad.
That was nice. Continue with the same bouncing sound.
Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad.
Mashallah, thank you so much. That was nice. That was nice. So bouncing sound. Repeat everyone after me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
أوكي أحسن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Now we have three levels of qalqala or bouncing sound. The weak, the normal one, strong one, strong one, and the strongest one. So three levels we have. Okay?
Yes.
You remember I told you that originally the letter has sukun. Sometimes it doesn't have sukun. We
pause.
Change it. It's harakat to sukun. Okay, two cases, yes?
Yes.
And there is one more case, I must add it. Like, sometimes the letter ends with a tashdeed on the top as well. So the harakat will be changed to sukoon, but it still have a tashdeed. It means two letters are there. It means you do two qalqala.
Oh.
So it becomes strong then. How? For example, haqqa. Haqqa. Look. Haqqa. Haqqa. Yeah?
Yes.
It has a tashdeed, yes?
Yes.
Hajj. Hajj. It's stronger, yes, than the other ones. Hajj. For example, watab. 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 Look, it's stronger.
Yes.
So, when is it strong? When is it normal? Or when it's weak? So, when the letter itself has sukoon, its sukoon is original sukoon. Like what? Like, wal'adiyati dhabaha. Dabaha. Quickly,
yes.
you just go, okay? Just make a bouncing sound and leave and go. Continue. So that's weak one.
Yes.
Okay? فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا. You do not say قَدَحَا. Like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. قَد. Okay? They're a little different. Not very much, okay? Like precise differences are there. So we said that the qalqala is weak, or it's not very normal, or we mean not too much strong, when the letter itself has a sukoon, and the sukoon is original sukoon. All right, Hussein Ruhullah?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the example we made. For example, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ
صَدَرَكْ.
Or, for example, الَّذِي, in Surah Quraysh, الَّذِي أَطْعَ. You do not say al-ta'a, al-ta'a, no. Do not make it a strong one. Just weak one. Al-ladhi al-ta'amahum, al-ta'amahum. Okay? That's it. And who can recite Surah Al-Kawthar? Hussein Ruhullah, can you recite it?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'atainaka al-Kawthar. فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
أبتر.
أبتر.
So thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools Network. After taking a break, inshallah, we'll be back. Let's recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, states, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي. Strengthen my limbs in your service and fortify my ribs in determination. وهب لي الجد في خشيتك. Bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joint to your service. والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك. And I ask you these things so that حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين. I want these from you so that I can move easily toward you. This is somehow acting as the reason and justification why Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking all these requests from the Almighty Allah. All Imam Ali alayhi salam wants is not just being in the service of the Almighty Allah or being determined in his service. He does not want earnestness for itself. What he wants is حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ, so that he will move easily toward Allah. وَأُسْرِعَ إِلَيْكَ فِي الْبَارِزِينَ. He wants to be among the prominent. No, not just that. He wants to hurry to Allah among the prominent. He wants to be the first one. وَأَشْتَاقَ إِلَىٰ قُرْبِكَ فِي الْمُشْتَاقِينَ, so that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ, so that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وَأَخَافَكَ مَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, so that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جَوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that I gather with the believers in your nearness. In this regard, we discussed different concepts and different discussions were brought up in about this part of the Kumail supplication, but we were discussing the concept of certainty in the previous episode. We said that there are three different levels for certainty. علم اليقين, known certainty, عين اليقين, exact certainty, and حق اليقين, which is true certainty. We said that there is a difference between these three kinds, to be put in the best terms, different levels of certainty, that we try to elaborate on that with an example. We said, if we understand that there is a fire by looking at the smoke, it is ilmu al-yaqeen, it is known certainty. But if we see the fire itself, it is now exact certainty, aynu al-yaqeen. But if we feel the burning fire ourselves, this is called haqqul yaqeen, or true certainty.
My limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service, and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you, so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank, and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you, and urge eagerly to be near you, and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you, and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So we mentioned these 3 degrees of certainty. Why? The point is that all these levels of certainty can be understood using the Quranic verses. But for getting certainty through Quran, first we should ponder in its verses to make sure of their truth and the reason for their revelation. The Holy Quran itself reads, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you are in doubt as to what we have revealed to our servants, then produce a chapter like it. So, now that you are not capable of bringing a chapter like it, this means this Qur'an is from us. Even the Qur'an says, قُلْ لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ. Say, if man and jinn would combine together to bring even the like of this Qur'an, they could not bring the like of it. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Though some of them were aids of the others. Now, in view of these 2 holy verses, we can make sure that the Holy Qur'an is revealed from Almighty Allah, and then we can make sure of all its contents. Likewise, we can reach certainty about the teachings of the Imams, of the infallible Imams, alayhi wasalam, which are explanations of the Quranic verses. And finally, that's how we can join the righteous, faithful servants. That is how we can أشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين. That is how Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is teaching us to be among the fervently desirous ones. That is how we can try to be from among the believers in the nearness of the Almighty Allah. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Yeah, Allah, don't let
as I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question, and that question is related to one of the principal subjects of, you know, religion and religious studies, and that is the subject of God's existence. You know, a lot of objections have been made regarding God's existence. Some of these are epistemological in nature, some of them are philosophical in nature, some of them are scientific, right? And, you know, each of these objections should be answered and approached in a suitable manner, right? In a manner that is suitable to the nature of the objection itself. One of the objections which is often mentioned and by disbelievers and or, you know, people who aren't sure about God's existence is this: that whenever somebody makes an objection to God's existence and or encounters a theist and objects to him and makes an objection to God's existence. For example, by way of example, if you encounter a theist and say that if God is all-powerful, if God exists, then he should be an all-powerful being, an all-knowing being. If this is so, right, it is necessary for him to know prior to his creation of his creatures what they will do. And at the same time, and therefore it's necessary for them to act in accordance with the knowledge that God has of their actions. And at the same time, we know that if it's necessary for them to act in this way, then where is their free will, right? They wouldn't have free will. Their actions would be predetermined, and therefore God's punishing them in the hereafter would be unjust, right? So this is a way that, you know, some people object to God's existence in this way, or for there might be other ways as well. These atheists or these agnostics say that whenever we object to God's existence in this way or in other ways, a theist would come up with an answer for it, would justify it in some way.